first parak of Gittin, fourth Mishnah, Echad Gittin Noshim, Echad Shichvei Avodim, Shovel Amalcha Levi. The rules of Bafari Nechtav applies both by Gittin of divorce and also documents of freeing Avodim. This is one of the halachas which both of them have the same status. Yeah. It's a chiddush over here that what? That by Ket Shichri it has to be written Lishma, which the Gemara dashens from a pasuk. Yeah. And if the time is because you need Kiyum, that's maybe the master is going to say that it was forged, the signatures were forged. So then obviously you have to be Mekayim, like any other document. Yeah. You're trying to ask though that every document, if let's say someone gave a loan and he loaned money, or at least it's a document that says he loaned money, and then the one who purportedly loaned the money says it was forged, so we need to verify the document. But if he did not come and make a claim, we assume the document is kosher. Hashem came by Gittin Noshim, we're more concerned that the husband may try to pass on the get, and therefore Lechatchila we say you have to make sure you give it in a fashion that the husband will not be able to pass on the document. Once you verify it at the time of giving over the get, then the husband cannot make any more claims. The reason why they were more marked by a get is because of Iguna. They didn't want the wife to get a get, and then later on the husband's going to come. We're not going to find people to verify the signatures. She'll remain as an Iguna. So, therefore, they required lechatchilo, you have to have verification of the document. You can't wait till later. So the question is, if that's the case, why by Avodim do we require lechatchilo? Say the same thing like any other document. Let him be free. And if the master comes later and says it's forged, we'll find somebody. The Taisa says, it's also similar to Iguna. Just like Iguna, it's a very hard situation to leave a wife in limbo that she can't get married. Also, this person wants to be a Yisrael, and we don't let him be a Yisrael, as far as all the mitzvahs and all the dinim of Yisrael, that's also similar to Iguna, and therefore Chachamim required the verification to be done in advance.